This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Hurricane Isaac has had its day and its way with the Gulf states. Now it's time for the cleanup. And with that, the insurance reckoning. Lots of homeowners will probably find out they don't have the insurance coverage they thought they had. And that's because in areas threatened by natural disaster, more and more companies have been whittling away at benefits. Some have even withdrawn coverage altogether. Dan Bobkoff has our story.
Andy O'Connor has twice lost a home to fire. The first time, she was 12. The second time was 2 years ago. It was Labor Day. She was kayaking hundreds of miles away when a friend told her about a wildfire near O'Connor's home on a Colorado mountain. The next day, a neighbor drove to the top of a nearby mountain with her binoculars.
And she called me that night, and she said, "The surrounding houses are okay, but all that's left of your house is a foundation."
It would become known as the 4 Mile Canyon Fire, one of the more costly wildfires in Colorado history. Days later, O'Connor returned to the site.
Absolutely nothing was left. Everything was in pieces.
O'Connor had bought her house nearly 2 decades ago. Back then, she didn't think much about insurance. Her realtor shared a building with an insurance company, so as soon as she closed on the house, her realtor took her upstairs, where an agent entered the info and out popped a policy.
And I looked at the premium, and it was really reasonable. So I signed it, and I said, "Great, there's my homeowner's insurance." And I didn't think about it again for about 15 years.
That's typical. Most of us don't think about our insurance unless something happens. Who wants to? O'Connor says every time the insurance company sent her an update letter, she tossed it in a file. After the fire, she discovered she didn't have enough coverage to replace both the house and everything in it. She's not alone. Amy Bach heads United Policyholders, a consumer group.
The trend is less coverage for more money, but it's also more complicated coverage.
The recent wildfires, hailstorms, and hurricanes are leading to higher premiums across the country. But insurance is competitive, and companies don't want to hike prices too much. So instead, some companies are reducing coverage little by little. Daniel Schwartz studies the industry at the University of Minnesota, and he says consumers need to pay attention.
They might find that they don't have mold coverage, even though some other policies do. They might find that their policy doesn't cover increased costs that are going to be incurred in rebuilding.
Some policies have tweaked wording. Instead of saying like, it might now say equivalent when describing what the policy will pay to replace. You might not hear the difference, but like is better for a homeowner. Equivalent is better for the insurer.
Homeowners insurance in particular is an extraordinarily competitive market.
Jean Salvatore is with the Insurance Information Institute. She says because it's so competitive, there's no incentive to give their customers short shrift.
There are a lot of companies, and then companies offer different types of products.
And the industry says it always tells consumers when it makes changes to their policies. But consumer advocate Amy Bach says that news is usually confusing.
They always seem to package it in a candy-coated wrapper saying, "Now your policy is a premium policy. Good news. And we have made some changes." And then the consumer just sees good news, and they're not going to read the fine print. And even if they do, they're not going to understand it.
So we're here in my new house, which is mostly finished.
2 years after a wildfire took her home, Andy O'Connor has rebuilt on the same site tucked into a mountain near Boulder.
A couple of doors that don't have doorknobs, but the house is mostly
Since then, she's become an insurance expert.
Here's the big, big file that says policy.
She spent an entire weekend poring over her policy and even hired an attorney to explain what it all means. Soon, she'll be updating her insurance for the new place. This time, she hopes to know exactly what she's getting. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.